So you're hooping and blowing, sucking too all the same time.
Could you do that slow, just one time?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Tom Ball talking to you, and what you're listening to is the CD that goes along with the book entitled A Source Book of Sonny Terry Licks for Blues Harmonica. What's playing in the background, and I hope you'll forgive the poor sound quality of it, is a tape somebody named Bob made back in the 60s of a lesson he was taking from Sonny Terry. I'm afraid that's about as close as we're going to get to actually having Sonny play here, but the point of including a bit of it is to stress that blues harp is an instrument that has to be taught by ear. Fortunately for us, Bob, whoever he was, had the good sense to record his own lesson, and doubtlessly he learned a lot from it. It's my hope that this CD, in conjunction with the tablature in the book, might help players to decipher some of Sonny's material. Incidentally, I do want to thank my friend Pat Misson over in England for sending me that tape. Anyways, if you'll please refer to the track listing in the book, you'll see that this CD is broken down into several sections and that the licks are grouped together by styles. There will also be a couple of bonus tracks at the end. Some of these licks are short and others are entire songs, but all of them will be spelled out in that familiar chicken scratch we call harmonica tab. With the exception of a few songs at the end, Tater Pie, The Salty Holmes Thing, and The Electric Instrumental, everything here is played on an A diatonic harmonica, played cross-harp style in the key of E. Sonny, by the way, is playing a B-flat Hohner Marine Band on Bob's lesson, although later in his career I am told he converted to a Lee Oscar model, but any 10-hole diatonic will do. My own personal preference is a Hohner Special 20. What I'll be doing here is numbering each lick and then playing it. If the lick is slow and easy to understand, it'll just be played once. In the case of faster, trickier licks, sometimes I'm going to play the lick first up to speed and then repeat it more slowly. Incidentally, I do want to mention that I did have the pleasure of seeing Sonny and Brownie many, many times, mostly in the 60s, and found both of them to be extremely helpful, gracious gentlemen. They were both more than willing to put up with young punks like us hanging around the dressing room and bugging him with questions. In fact, Sonny says something on the tape about fans in the dressing room. Let's listen to it.
We ain't like that, you know. People don't want people in the dressing room. What the hell? See, y'all want to make helping us, making us come in and see us, you know, and everything. I don't care who come in.
That's really right.
When they go talking about, don't come in the dressing room, I tell them quick, I tell them, hell, if they can't come in here, we won't play out there.
That's pretty good.